Well, good afternoon, everyone. Can I welcome you to the local review body? Can I first of all take apologies for absence, please?
Yeah, apologies, Chair, from Councillor Muirhead.
Okay, and the order of business?
Is as printed in the agenda, Chair.
Okay, any declarations of interest? Reminder, anybody that you can declare an interest on the particular item that's on the agenda. Councillor Mulligan.
Sorry, Russell, is the Montpellier stuff to be discussed again today? If it has, I would just like to reiterate my that's the application for the nursing home secure unit, whatever you want. I've been lobbied by a group on behalf of them, and including an ex-colleague or councillor in here, Owen Thompson, so I would just like to put that on the record. I will not be leaving. I've just listened to what's been said and I've made no comment on it at all, so I intend to still take part.
And likewise, I have been approached by Montpellier and supplied with additional details.
Me also.
Me also.
Guess.
I won't be taking part because there wasn't attendance at the site visit.
And again, just to reiterate, I'm probably the only one that hasn't been contacted. All right. Councillor Baird, you and I are... And you? Aye. Right, OK. That takes us on to item four, which is decision notices. It's 4.1, 4.2, 4.3 and...
4.1 and 2.
Ah, right. And I was going to say, on 4.3... The applicants haven't turned up yet, so with your agreement, we'll leave that to the end of the agenda to give them the opportunity to turn up. It may be a difficulty in getting into the building. I'm not terribly sure. So we'll go on to 4.4, which was the subject of a visit this morning, which is land west of Wellington Cottages, Springfield Road. Peter.
Thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the siting of two residential caravans for a temporary period of 2 years at land west of Wellington Cottages, Springfield Road, Pennycook. A planning application for the proposed development was refused on the 26th of January 2018. A copy of the decision notice in the officer's report is contained in your papers, along with the applicant's review statement. The local review body carried out a site visit this morning, and the review is to proceed by way of written submissions. Following the decision, the local review body decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available on the electronic case file.
Okay, over to members. We're there this morning. You saw the site. And what are your thoughts on it? Councillor Smale first and then Councillor Mulligan.
Yeah, I think the issue for me is what are the precedents in this area and what should the precedents be? I have some concern that 2 years is a very long time, but I can see there are a number of situations where, for practical reasons of someone building a house or engaged in seasonal agricultural activity, or indeed it's a case like the current one, a period of 1 year, which would give them perhaps a further 3 months, might be appropriate. But 2 years seems a long time for temporary so-called caravans to be adjacent to a residential area.
Chairman, I think the officers have got this 100% right, and even if we decide to reject this today, if we accept the officers' recommendations today, it'll take some time for them to get off the site. We wouldn't serve an immediate enforcement notice if they didn't move right away, and we would give them late time, so I would move that we dismiss the appeal.
Not all right with everybody? Quite okay, Professor Smale? Yeah.
Yes, I think de facto it'll end up as being about a year.
Yeah, I know. Right, OK, that's then. Therefore, the committee have agreed that the planning officer's recommendation be upheld. OK, that takes us on to 4.5, which is 17-26 Engine Road, Loanhead.
Thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the change of use of coach depot and garage to a car breaker's yard at 17-29 Engine Road, Loanhead. A planning application for the proposed development was refused on the 24th of April 2018. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in your papers, along with the applicant's statement. Again, you visited the site this morning, and the review is to proceed by way of written submissions. And again, following today's decision, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available on the electronic case file.
Thanks very much. Again, open up to members that were on the visit today. Any thoughts? Councillor Mulligan, then Councillor Smale.
I'm no sure that I agree with the officers on this one. This is clearly, albeit I think it was described to us as an industrial estate that's sprung up through natural causes rather than being a planned one. But I can mind going to that area as a laddie, and it was an industrial estate, the scrapyard, the back. In fact, if I mind right, it's old Ramsay Bing. If that's what that was in there. And back then it was Sonny Swinton and that were all in that area. There was a Coachworths in there. I was trying to remember the name of them. I can always remember that they serviced some of the football buses, and they were some of the most rackety coaches I've ever been on in my life. I just can't for the loving me remember what they were. But it's quite clear that the area has been used as what I would say is a garage site, and the work that would go in, the engineering stuff that would go in there. Now, I understand the concerns, but I think the concerns raised by the officers and the proposed conditions that they've got and should be minded to grant consent here would be there. I'm not firmly in favour or against, but I think that this is quite a finely tuned one, so I would certainly like to hear what other members have to say.
Yes, I concur. This is a site bounded by Engine Road and Foundry Lane, and clearly the industrial history goes a long way back. The restrictions on the length of use, the fact that the crushing will not actually happen here, indicates to me that it may be possible to have a reasonable solution without too much noise or noise limitations proposed. There is an internal structure on the site which could perhaps be encouraged to be used for any aspect of the braking of a car that would be on the noisy end.
How do other members feel? Councillor Kern.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, I agree. It is an industrial site. The only concern I would have is if they're using large commercial grinding equipment to dismantle vehicles there. But I understand one of the options is that they may take it off-site to crush that elsewhere. But that was more of a concern.
I was quite happy to see that one go ahead. And therefore, the decision is that we grant planning permission on this occasion. Subject to the conditions that are in the paper circulated. Is that okay? That then takes us on to 4.6, which is on pages 125 to 146, which is Mansfield, Mayfield, Adalkeith. Again, Peter.
Thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the conversion of Steading buildings into four dwelling houses at Mansfield, Mayfield, Dalkeith. The plan application for the proposed development was refused on the 7th of March 2018. Again, a copy of the decision notice, the officer's report and the applicant's review statement are in your papers. You carried out a site visit this morning, and the review is to proceed by written submissions. And again, following the decision of the local review body, we will issue a decision through the chair and make that available on the case file.
Thanks again, Peter. Again, open up to members. Councillor Baird.
Thank you, Chair. I can definitely empathise with the applicant for wanting to use those buildings, convert them into something, because obviously they were the old farm buildings, which they aren't used for anymore. The problem I have, though, is that it is an additional four dwellings. It just seems like I really just try to go from a very sparsely populated space to fairly significantly, increasing the density. I was kind of struggling to kind of see the sense, especially the proposal for the one on the corner, like the two beds, kind of, and because we walked through that to see, and I was like, that's, it really did seem like it was kind of really kind of pushing it. So I couldn't really see how that could go forward.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with Kenneth on that. I feel that the centre part would be effectively become a car park, and that the windows that we could see overlooking the garden area, I just don't think that would work in that sort of capacity, based on the centre part being, I think it's just overdeveloped.
Councillor Alexander.
Yeah, my feelings are the same, especially with the garden that abutted the house. I just don't think that would work eventually.
Other members feel the same way? Okay, that, therefore the planning recommendation is upheld and refusal is the order of the day. That then takes us on to the next part of the land, which is 4.7, land adjacent to Mansfield Mayfield, which is pages 147 to 168. Again, Peter.
Thank you, Chair. This relates to a review submitted regarding an application for plan provision in principle for the erection of three dwelling houses at land adjacent to Mansfield Mayfield Dalkeith. The plan application was refused on the 19th of February 2018. A copy of the decision, the officer's report and the applicant's review statement is in your papers. We visited the site this morning and the review is to proceed by way of written submissions. And again, following the decision today, a decision notice will be issued through the Chair and made available on the electronic case file.
Again, open to members. Councillor Baird.
Thank you, Chair. In fairness, actually, this I felt this was a bit more reasonable, this application. As somebody who drives that road every day, I didn't even know that there was a space back there. So as far as impact on the surrounding area, I thought it would be very minimal. The proposal for where the road will come in for that site is also, it's the best corner on that road. It's the widest opened one with the best line of sight. It's the corner just down from that that's the bad one because of how close the building is to the corner. So I'd say, to quote my dad, it's no eating a piece, you know. if the houses are going to be hidden away and they're not really going to impact the traffic on that road, I couldn't really see a reason why not to approve it.
Right, thanks a lot. Councillor Smale.
Yes, as I understand it, this is a site in the countryside, albeit that the Cushat development is quite close. And the rules that I understand are that if you have a cluster of five houses, you're allowed one extra house in the countryside. So if we're to stick to that policy, we really should decline this. However, if we were to give any indication, I would much prefer that it was a single house rather than three houses, which I think overdevelops the site.
We also have Councillor Mulligan.
Yeah, I don't doubt what Ken is saying here is that maybe doesn't look too bad. But if we put that rule down to this applicant, then every single applicant that comes in at the back of it, then we have to put that rule down to. The reality is it's a development in the countryside. It absolutely is against the policies that we have in this council. The officer has got this 100% right and it should be refused.
Anybody else? Feelings? What's wrong? Everybody's very quiet today. Tired after our journey right around Midlothian.
Ross Hogan, I formally move that accept the officer's recommendations and reject the appeal.
Okay, have you got a seconder for that? Seconded Councillor Smale. Councillor Baird, you going to move? Or you're not going to bother? He's not going to bother. Right, okay. Right, therefore, the planning officer's recommendation to refuse is upheld and the applicant will be advised of that. Okay, that then takes us back to item 4.3, which is on pages 13 to 88. Will the applicants and the planning officer and...